This is KQWC FM 95.7 Webster City, 56 degrees on this Thursday morning, and welcome to our Community Corner Show. We'll have our interview with Nate Carr coming up in just a few minutes, but right now we have a person I was just talking off air that in a way has some good news about what's going on economic-wise here in Hamilton County, and that is Audie Maxey with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, with which Hamilton County has been a part of. Audie, it's glad to have you here this morning.
Thanks for having me, Pat. Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking off here about there is one person from your group in Washington, D.C. that's also joined with John Herenstein, our city manager, and Logan Welch on the city council, traveling to Washington, D.C., I understand.
We have an annual D.C. fly-in for the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, and our CEO, Dan Culhane, and our very well-connected government relations person, Greg Picklap, is there with a very aggressive agenda for 2.5 days to really advocate for the great things that are happening in our region, not only in Hamilton County, but in Boone County and Story County that we represent. And so top of the list on this trip for Hamilton County and Webster City is that wastewater project for Webster City. So soliciting some federal support for that very important project.
And I'm sure that'll be discussed at future city council meetings in Webster City for this wastewater plant that's being looked at. If memory serves me correct, there, Audie, it's going to be in the south part of Webster City.
That's right. It's it's about at this time, it's about a $30 million project, mm-hmm. and really getting close to advancing that, which is such a critical infrastructure piece for future development. And kudos to the council and mayor and John Herenstein for making that a priority for our community.
Indeed. And the current one is situated there off East Ohio Street in Webster City, and that's been around for a good long time there, Audie.
Yeah, it's infrastructure is one of those somewhat challenging things, because those projects cost a lot of money, and it is quite frankly something you have to prioritize. It's the cost of doing business when you're running a city and a community.
Mm-hmm. What else are they covering in Washington, D.C., the visit? Just only the wastewater project there, Audie?
Well, Cindy M is there from Hamilton County, and really appreciate her advocacy efforts. So it's really an opportunity, and it says so much to our elected officials. Certainly it's one thing for them to visit us here, but when we take the time and the energy and the resources to go there and talk about the great things that are happening, they really appreciate it, and it makes a difference.
Indeed. So they'll be back when? Later today or tomorrow?
Traveling back today.
Traveling back today. So kind of a short trip to Washington, D.C. for three people representing the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, your fearless leader, along with the city manager John Herenstein and Cindy M., as well as Logan Welch, all returning later on the day. I'm sure they'll have some more good news in the days to come. But there's also a lot of good news there, Audie, happening here in Hamilton County, right?
Oh, there's so much happening. Just grateful for the opportunity to partner with Hamilton County and Webster City. You know, I did not have, or our organization had absolutely nothing to do with this, but I would be remiss if I didn't just say kudos to the folks that reopened the theater in Webster City. What a tremendous catalytic project for downtown, and just right on the heels of that, that the Lyft group is getting very close with that Elks project. Kudos to them. I do want to lift up too, I serve on the chamber board, and Anna and Robin at the chamber, and mm-hmm. all the board members. They're just moving things forward in such a collaborative way, and we've got, obviously, Junk Fest is coming right up with a bit of a change of format, and our golf tournament, and I believe there are some spots available there. So, a couple of other things happening in Webster City. Ariel Bertrand, who is a community development director for Webster City, I worked with her a bit, but she really took the lead. She just yesterday submitted an application to the Iowa Economic Development Authority to designate Webster City as a thriving community. Now, that is an extremely competitive application and designation. And through that process, it was just fantastic to note all of the strong things that are happening in areas of housing, the arts, collaboration with our business and industry folks, and just the good work that's happening at the city in regard to housing. So we're, you know, Pat, you got to take a swing at these things, and we're swinging hard and often for Webster City.
When will we know when Webster City will get this grant there?
It's worth noting. This is not a grant for funding. Oh. It's a designation that will enable us to score better on grant applications. It's a great thing. I believe it's probably about a 2-month review process. It's a lot of communities in the state apply for this, and it's taken very seriously.
So we won't know until perhaps sometime towards the middle part of summer.
Yes.
If Webster City gets this special designation, that's going to be a good start for Webster City.
And you know what? If most communities, I do need to mention, the majority, overwhelming majority of communities are not awarded in their first application cycle. So what does that mean? We identify where those further opportunities are, and we're going to take a shot at it again next year.
Very good. Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, of which Hamilton County teaming up with Boone and Story counties for economic development in all three of these areas. Audie, in addition to Webster City, there are some other projects going on in Hamilton County, right?
Absolutely. I just really appreciate the opportunity to work with all the communities, and we stand by to support. You know, Ellsworth has a lot going on. That water tower project that they are moving forward with is much needed. And again, hats off to the council and mayor and community for really getting behind that. They are continuing to work with a developer to locate a Dollar General there. That's still in the works. And then there's that fish raising facility that had been closed for a couple of years. There's some renewed interest in that, and the council's taking that seriously and passed a TIF agreement to reinstate the original TIF to try and incent a group of investors to come in and get that up and going. So that's exciting news. Jewel has that pool project that they are actively working on, and that's a catalytic project. Among other things, Blairsburg is starting conversations about a new water main project that we're very excited to help support them on. So a number of things happening in our communities other than Webster City.
And that's certainly some good news news for those communities, Audie, in the months to come.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I do want to, Pat, if I can just lift up special thanks to Senator Grassley and his team for mm-hmm. coming and meeting with the Hamilton County Growth Partnership. You know, we as an organization are agnostic. We don't care if you have an R or a D behind your name. We're just, as long as you're willing to help and support Hamilton County, and Senator Grassley certainly is, and we appreciated that opportunity. I want to welcome Ann Garvey, who is the clinic lead at Iowa Specialty Clinic. She is joining our executive committee for the Hamilton County Growth Partnership, and her roots are so deep in Hamilton County and Webster City, and she brings a healthcare perspective to our group. So we're very excited to have her join us today. Today will be her first meeting with the exec committee.
And where are they meeting at here in Webster City there?
Yeah, we typically, we've grown. We were meeting at Avila Bank. Because Ryan Williams is on our exec committee, right. We've grown a little too big. So now Darcy Swan turns over the conference room at Tandem, for us to use.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for that. Anything else coming up down the road there, Audie, for economic programs?
I would just say, you know, I alluded to this earlier. We're reaching about a month out from the deadline for workforce housing tax credit applications. Our office at the Alliance is submitting 14 applications for Boone, Story, and Hamilton County. We've got two here, one for the very major Kading project. There's over around between $30 and $40 million that are appropriated for these tax credits for people that are going to put up workforce housing throughout the state. And they're very competitive. There will be about $60 million in requests. And again, we're trying to bring those external dollars to our region.
Very good. So some great things happening here in Hamilton County down the road there, Audie, thanks to people like you and those involved with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. I'm sure we'll probably have some more good news down the road.
I'm always happy to join you, Pat. And thanks for all you do to promote Hamilton County and Webster City.
I'm glad to do it. So any last minute words or anything? Or?
We continue to appreciate and have a great deal of gratitude for the partnership and the opportunity to serve. We have a team back in Ames, in addition to myself, that are committed to community betterment in this region. And thank you. You know, thanks for having me. And mm-hmm. we thank everybody for the opportunity to join.
Very good. Audie Maxey from the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, thank you for joining us today.
Have a nice day.
Will do. Audie Maxey on KQWC.